Hi, I'm Heather. Well, it is my turn on the Jazzmania specials. So I took a unique turn and discovered an extraordinary composer, producer and arranger that goes by the name of Dimitri K. Dimitri K. has been in the music business for quite some time. He has written many pieces and seems to have quite a busy schedule. I was lucky enough to catch up with him for a quick interview.
I'm from Sofia, Bulgaria. And when I was 6 years old, my mother, who liked very much classical music, enrolled me in violin classes. I studied for 5 years, and then when my teacher changed, I didn't like the next one. Then on my own, I started to play some guitar and piano and ended up winning a National Youth Composers Contest. Within the next years, at the beginning of the 90s, I already had written some 100 songs for the top 10 national pop artists, and then in 91, I moved with my family to the United States. About my name, Dimitri K., my real name is Dimitar Kovachev. I guess a few people, if they are not Eastern Europeans, would pronounce it well. I also realized that many artists, such as Kenny G, originally Kenneth Bruce Gorelick, Bob Dylan, originally Robert Alan Zimmerman, and many more, for the purposes of the entertainment, have changed their original names. Then I decided to go with the stream. Therefore, in reference to my music, I am Dimitri K. When I came in the States, like many newcomers, I was influenced from the American music, R&B, blues, jazz, hip-hop, that changed my style and approach of writing music. I got more oriented to instrumental music, smooth jazz, chill out, lounge, and similar. As a composer-producer, I would usually lay the initial tracks of a song I've written, then, depending on the song, I would invite a particular instrumentalist, such as guitarist John Valery or saxophonist Harry Hall, which both are very experienced musicians with long history of performing and recording nationwide. Jazz obviously has many faces and dimensions. What I'm looking for is more sophisticated harmonies and progressions. The melody line should be memorable, but not necessary with tedious repetitions. I would leave space for improvisations and would return back to the theme. The theme is usually recorded with a guitar, sax, trumpet, viola, piano or other instrument, not always voice. The other day I listened to Keith Jarrett's Vienna concert. He starts with a very calm and soothing piano line, almost like Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, and then goes deeply into improvisation. Certainly, we can call Keith Jarrett a jazz musician, but can we call Beethoven the same? I guess at the end, it comes down to a beautiful music, and that's what intrigues me with jazz. A year ago, I read the Einstein's biography, and I was impressed by his quote, "Life is like a bicycle ride. To keep your balance, you need to keep moving." I was fascinated how Einstein, with a few words, explained the essence of life. We keep our balance in life because we keep moving. I thought that quote would fit quite well in a song, and here we are. I did the music arrangement and tracking. My son James recorded the voice, John Valery recorded the solo guitar, and my friend Zach, a sound engineering teacher in Full Sail College in Los Angeles, mixed and mastered the tune. I hope you enjoy. Keep moving.
Life is like a bicycle ride. To keep your balance, keep moving. Thank you.
Thanks, Dimitri. Great piece. We here at Jazzaranius greatly appreciate your work and contribution in adding your flavor to jazz and Jazzaranius. If you want to know more about Dimitri K. and his work, please go to www.dimitrik.com. He has many cuts of jazz and other music that I am sure will suit your fancy. Nothing but the best in jazz, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Where few can equal and none can surpass, like no place on the planet, it's Jazzaranius.